Without further ado, it's time to start running! Pipe and slip mats.
This intro is really piping us up, isn't it, mate?
Yeah.
Pipe and slip mats, new podcast from James and Scott. It's basically random nonsense that we can remember from years of clubbing. It's for people that can't really go to nightclubs anymore because they're just too ashamed. It looks wrong.
Yeah.
But still love dance music.
It's not a very aspirational podcast.
I can't. I mean, when I'm thinking, what advertising are we pulling in?
Yeah.
I'm struggling. I mean, it's not quite Stan Astaire territory, but we're pretty close.
Yeah. I'm just thinking. Anyway,
we joint replacements.
Get ahead of ourselves. So this is for really old people who can't remember much.
Yeah,
and
but you know, to be fair, we're going to play some nice music.
Yeah.
So if you were around in the years of rave, you know, you're going to hear the sort of tunes that are either going to make you want to sort of jump up and down and dance, or
end it.
Yeah, or just end it all.
Yeah. So if nothing else, there's some good tunes going to be played. In all seriousness, though, Scott, what is on the show?
Okay, all right. Well, we're going to kick off with actually a genuinely good dance music record. It's a great tune. It's by a band called House Crew. Never ever heard of them ever again. It's called Keep the Fires Burning. But that's the great thing about dance music. It is a one-off thing, isn't it? You know, there's a great tune comes out and then they just disappear.
This reminds me of standing around a swimming pool in the early hours of the morning
in Ibiza,
playing this repeatedly. It's a beautiful setting, actually. Incredible countryside up in the mountains near where Jay Jagger live, apparently.
That's right.
And all these poor locals had to listen to was this constant battering of cut the mid-range, drop the bass.
Yeah.
People are trying to buy, you know, they're spending time in their idyllic kind of hideaway in the Ibiza
Hills.
That's
right, they're just settling there for a siesta.
And then bang, cut the mid-range, drop the bass. That's what they like in the Balearics.
It actually reminds me of when it was first released in about 1991. I used to go to a club called Resurrection in Newcastle, and I remember queuing up one time, and there was always a queue. That was the thing about before, you know, you could eventually get in on guest lists and stuff. You always had to queue up for hours at these things. And I remember standing next to a chap, and I kid you not, he was in a cardboard box. If you can imagine a fella who's got a massive cardboard box and cut out armholes and leg holes and a head hole, pulled it over himself.
Yeah.
Obviously, immediately, good look.
Yeah.
But what he's done, the clever thing is...
Oh, that was it at the box?
Yeah.
I was expecting that to be the start. It's just a cardboard box.
No, there's so much. Well, when I say so much more, he's sort of crudely daubed with a felt-tip pen the letter E on each side of the box.
And it's like a political statement.
That's basically it. He's basically just saying, you know, I take drugs. Can I come into your club? By the way, I do take drugs. And it was
they let him in, did they?
Well, they got in, and to be fair, about an hour later, I saw
star of the show, right?
Yeah, I saw them on the dance platform,
really?
Literally, like that, surrounded by women.
Yeah. You, come on.
No, seriously, there were women around
you
them.
You can't tell me.
Looking at them like they were some sort of god.
You can't tell me that the women in the northeast were so unpicky that they surrounded a bloke dressed as a box.
Well, you know, I don't want to generalise about all the women in the northeast.
Oh, I'd like you to try.
Certainly, in the Resurrection Club in Newcastle in 1991, they obviously...
Limited filter.
Well, yeah, it really was. They weren't picky. I mean, you've got to remember that this is a club that was also full of guys in sort of high visibility vests, dummies in their mouths, white gloves, you know, Vicks
the
in their
future of the nation.
Yeah, and you looked at yourself and thought,
I'm getting out of this.
yeah. Why do I go clubbing again?
Yeah, well, of course you don't now. That's been doing this show.
On that note, maybe we should play our first record.
Slam.
So, House Crew, Keep the Fires Burning, top tune.
You move, damn it.
Cut the mid-range, drop the bass.
Why won't you move, damn it? the bass. Why don't you move, damn it? Cut the mid-range, drop the bass. Why don't you move, damn it? Cut the mid-range, drop the bass. Why don't you move, damn it? Cut the mid-range, drop the bass. Why don't you move, damn it?
Hi, I'm Scott, and you are listening to Pipe and Slip Mats. It's the podcast for aging ravers. I am a former editor of a dance music magazine. I managed to get out of that alive. I absolutely love dance music, even though I'm far too old to listen to it these days. And what else? I went to Ibiza with James about 3 months ago when we first came up with the concept.
Yeah, I'm sort of Scott dance sidekick, I suppose. Mm. Sort of. Is that odd?
Sounds odd.
Makes me feel a bit odd, I'll be honest. I don't want to be that.
It makes you sound like just some chap that dances next to me.
I'm definitely not that. I really dance anyway. We came up with the idea for the show because we do actually love dance music. We get a lot of enjoyment and amusement out of the whole scene. I think somehow we can bring this to you lot. I have no idea how. What this is, though, as we mentioned, is two old chaps basically reflecting on their former glories and in the steady road to ruin and kind of...
That's right, yeah. We're sort of charting, you know, what we were. We used to be someone.
Yeah, yeah.
Good name.
Is it?
Well, it's not bad. I mean, it sort of, it says what it is, doesn't it? You know, they're a crew. They make house music.
In a house. Oh, we do.
It's not
Never
bad.
Thought of it like that.
Yeah.
I thought more in a house, like a home.
Right, okay. Given that you're a massive clubber and into dance music, you know, you shouldn't necessarily think house just means your home.
Probably show
Equally,
my
garage isn't just the thing you put your car in.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, this is an education for you, I think.
It is. That's why I signed up to it.
But, you know, there are bad band and especially DJ names. There's some really awful... Well, there's some good ones, like Groove Rider of all sorts.
Groove Rider's a great
cool name, isn't
I think
it?
If Fabio wasn't also that ridiculous male model chap, then Fabio would also be a good name.
I tell you what, I'm going to give you a few DJ names.
This is good.
And you can tell me, you can tell me whether or not you think they're real or not. There is one rogue DJ name in there. Okay. Crazy Penis.
That's a real name.
It is, yeah. I mean, to be fair, they're reasonably well known. Although he did change his name to Crazy P.
But really, was that for legal?
Definitely legal reasons. Yeah.
Do you know the ins and outs of the?
I'll be honest, mate. I'll Google it and let's cover that one off in the
next week's show.
Definitely. Let's just devote the entire show to the ramifications of calling yourself Crazy Penis.
So do I get anything for that? Get in.
You'll know this one, but DJ Rap.
She's quite good looking.
She? And you knew it was a she? Yeah. That's all right. Yeah, she was a former Page 3 model.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. She, I think the thing I don't like about her name, though, is DJs don't rap.
Yeah.
I think that's my problem with it. It's like calling yourself MC DJ or something. Do you know what I mean?
Is it like that?
Well, it's similar. It doesn't really work for me.
Yeah. I mean, I only came across when I was about 14, and DJ Rap just kind of was quite a quick biting name. It worked for me. She did drum and bass, didn't she?
She did indeed, yeah.
Checking
my
knowledge.
Drum and bass. And then she went off to America to do film soundtracks.
Really?
There you go.
God, Train Spotters for you. Christ alive.
Shit Spitter.
God, it's tempting to say yes, but it might make me look so foolish. I'm going to go no.
He is, in fact, a real DJ.
Really?
Yeah, he's a Gabba DJ. Gabba, you must be aware of Gabba.
Yeah, me and Gabba, though, I'll be honest, I don't have much Gabba in my
Shall
collection.
I remind you of Gabba?
Please.
It's about 200 beats per minute, and it's listened to by sort of mental Dutch people.
who
pogo up and down, like punks used to.
Right, so you just jump on the spot.
Yeah, there's nothing else you can do because it's too fast.
I mean, it sounds like another blissful evening.
Yeah, it's basically a heart attack in musical form.
So, just so I'm absolutely crystal clear, DJ Shit Spitter.
Massive on a Gabberson.
Really?
Huge.
People go mad for it.
Oh, they really do, though. Yeah, play another one, Shit Spitter.
This is my first one wrong, isn't it?
It is your first one wrong, yeah. DJ Happy E-T-E-R, as in eater.
I don't believe you would have spent time making that up. So I'm going to say no, but it's not real.
You're right, it's not real.
That's a terrible name.
Yeah, it's awful. I tried to think of something that was, you know, but believable almost, yeah. You know, because there is a lot of, you know, especially in the early days of rave, there was an awful lot of DJs who stuck sort of fairly poor drug references into their name.
Yeah.
LSD, the drum and bass DJ, for one, is pretty bad.
What's the reference?
Well, it's, well, LSD.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've got a couple more for you, mate. Come on, let's see if you can do them. DJ Dave Trance.
God. If anyone sounds like a back-end, awful, run-of-the-mill, I'm terrible at my job DJ, it's someone called Dave Trance, I'll go, yeah, it's real.
It's real, you're right. It's just so bad, isn't it?
I mean, where's the imagination?
There is none.
He's gone, oh, I'm playing some trance, my name's Dave. Bang,
yeah,
Dave
wallop.
Trance.
There I am. Yeah. And finally, DJ Pubes.
There's no way on earth anyone could call themselves DJ Pubes.
I'm afraid he's a Brazilian drum and bass DJ. I would imagine.
I bet it's Pube.
Yeah,
it'll be. I'm just
reading out what's written down, mate. Shoot the messenger here.
It's your feature. You constructed this. What did I get there? Have I won the prize because I got more than three or something?
You didn't quite win, actually. Okay. No, you got. I think you missed a couple. You didn't get them all
right.
I'll
be honest,
basically.
I'm losing the incentive to do this feature again. I mean, I probably speak for the nation as well.
So, yeah, terrible DJ names. There's a lot. There's also lots of bad dance music around. Actually, it seemed that dance music's actually got better recently. Back then, the sort of 90s, you know, sort of
Smarties, Sesame Street.
Classic example.
I've got that.
Have you really? Did you buy it, really?
I think my mate did, and he gave it to me.
Oh, yeah, your mate. Yeah, he just ended up in your
Urban clip. Hype, Trip to Trumpton.
Other bad record. Well, we're going to play a bad record in a bit, but you quite
thing
like
is,
this, don't
thing
you?
Thing is, I wasn't aware you were going to play this one, and I quite like it. Well, I've got this. I mean, it's even in my record box at the moment. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it's called it's called Insanity by Oceanic.
Awesome.
And it came out in the sort of, I think they were from Liverpool, and it came out in the rave era of the sort of, they used to be called the Scream Up Records,
really?
The sort of screaming diva vocal.
Yeah, because the video was kind of black and white, and this girl with loads of curly hair kind of out the roof of a car, if I remember.
Mickey Mouse production, mate.
Yeah,
that's all I can say about that video.
Should we play the record?
Absolutely, yeah.
Love this record. To admit, there's a part of it that is enjoyable.
No,
really?
There's literally no part of that
what
record.
She goes, that bit.
The only bit I enjoy is when it stops.
I quite like that record.
Okay, well, let's move on from that.
Do you reckon everyone's going mental now about that last feature? By the way,
mental as in not enjoying it at all, and it's causing them some sort of brain meltdown.
I think we're being unduly harsh. I think features like that. Strong, and I've just looked at your brilliantly prepared running order for the show. Well done, by the way, for that.
Thanks, mate.
You are the linchpin of the show. And
brilliant.
The main reason you're special is for this next feature, which take us through it.
Well, we're going to talk about these Facebook groups that have been set up by old ravers. There's a whole bunch of them. If you actually go on Facebook, it's people saying, you know, there's one called Old Ravers Club. There's another one like, do you remember Venus in Nottingham in 1991? Really specific stuff, actually. Yeah. I often wonder what these kind of guys that have fallen by the wayside. You know, the rave was the best day of their lives.
Yeah.
What's next? And a lot of them sort of dropped out of the job market. I mean, I don't mean they stopped working, but you know, they decided.
What else could that mean?
I'm going to take a
job. The job market means I stopped working.
They forgot about forging a career and more thought, I'm just going to live for the weekend and, you know.
To hell with it.
But while I was at Minister, we used to get a lot of good emails from readers. And they're very much along the sort of lines, the sort of thing you'd see on these Facebook pages from old ravers. It was basically people proclaiming their, you know, their love for clubbing and dance music. But, I mean, some of them really went way beyond what seemed normal. Yeah. You know, I had a guy...
Would you read all these letters?
Oh, God, yeah, absolutely. You know, yeah, we had a chap who had, the Ministry of Sound logo tattooed across his back.
Christ almighty.
Thought, you know...
Again...
I like clubbing.
Yeah. I just think, again, you know... One day, you know, in the future, he's got kids.
Yeah.
He's at the, you know, the christening, for example.
That's right, because you usually get your back out at the christening, don't you?
I'm trying to think of a scenario where...
Well, just at the swimming pool, mate.
I want for some reason, kids and family to be there, so I'm thinking christening.
Okay, how about a family day out at the Lido?
Okay, let's say... So the guy's at the Lido, it's a hot summer's day, he's got the kids around him. At what point is he thinking, I'm glad I've got this ministry logo tatted all over my back?
There was another chap that had the Cream logo. I don't know if they ever met, but yeah.
Oh, could you imagine? It'd be like the streams colliding in Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters, yeah. Very similar. What do you think would happen?
What, if the guy with the Cream logo on his back met the guy with the ministry logo on his back? Honestly, mate, all hell would break loose.
I wouldn't want to be there.
It depends, though, because it'd have to be such an amazing coincidence for both chaps to walk past each other without their tops on.
them to recognise, because they'd be approaching from the front, so they'd both have to look back, wouldn't they? And then,
God.
I mean,
That would be God wielding his mighty hand fate.
It
over
would
everything.
Be so like,
you should have met.
It would be like one of the, you know, the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Yeah.
That's like one of them, I think, in a way.
I think you're right. I feel like we've slightly gone off track on that one.
We have a tad. So anyway, we're talking about people that wrote to me. So we also used to get the very famous Britain's most dangerous prisoner. He's still in prison, Charles Bronson.
Christ.
You've probably heard him. There's a film about him.
Yeah.
Apparently he's a big clubber.
He's behind bars.
I know, and he'd been behind bars for 20 years, but he liked the music.
Well, clubs, I don't know if you can call yourself a big clubber if you've never been to an actual club.
Yeah, maybe just clubbed people.
So just very good. Just so I'm sure, Bronson, the murderer, who there's a film about called Bronson.
Point of order, actually, I'm not 100% that he is a murderer. Just illegally, I don't think he does. He's just very, very violent.
Really?
I don't think he's actually killed someone.
Okay, let's not get into this hot water.
Yeah.
But Bronson wrote to you.
Yeah, so Bronson would write once a month saying, I like the CDs you do on the magazine. He'd get the magazine. He subscribed.
Of course he would.
I like the CDs.
Yeah,
by the way, here's some of my art. So on a monthly basis, he'd send me this kind of picture of... I'll be honest, it gave me nightmares. It was always him, like, throttling guards and stuff, and there was, like, knives in him, blood. It was horrific.
Did you ever reply to Bronson?
No, but although we did get... We did reproduce one of his pictures slightly...
In the magazine?
Yeah, we reproduced it, but not very well. There was a colour problem with the printer or something like that. Anyway, it came out, all the colours were wrong. And he didn't send us another one. We got a letter from him saying, you're not getting any more pictures, very unhappy... Good job I'm not on the outside.
Serious?
Yeah. So is it time for another record?
I think so, because it feels like we've talked for about an hour.
Yeah, we have talked a long time. So we're going to play absolutely one of my favourite records of all time. It's called Not Forgotten. It's by Leftfield, you know, a band who you obviously know. What's interesting about this record is it kickstarted a genre, which is called progressive house. Yeah.
Why is this progressive house, and what is about it that's progressive house?
Well, it's a sort of slightly not a great name, but for what became a very, very sort of important strand of music. Because before this, rave was sort of Hoover noises and loads of synth stabs, and it was all getting a bit choosy. I mean, you talked about, you know, Sesame Street and all that earlier. It all started to get very, very cheesy. And what this did was a sort of breakaway sound that still had quite a hard thumping beat to it, but was much more kind of thoughtful, a bit more dubby. Yeah. It was more interesting dance music. So it was for the splinter when rave went cheesy, the sort of happy hardcore ravers stayed with the cheesy Sesame Street sound, and
it was me.
And the slightly cooler, maybe older people went with this new progressive
sound. Feels like you're sort of putting a divide between them.
Sorry, mate. I mean, you know, we've made up since then. Well, but back in those days, I wouldn't have talked to you, mate. So there was lots of records like it, you know, bands like D.O.P., labels like Gorilla, but this was the first ever progressive house record and really did kickstart a genre.
Let's hear it. A bloody good tune,
isn't it though? It's brilliant. I mean, it is my favourite tune of all time. Left Field, awesome band.
I'd say it's right up there with that Oceanic track.
God, don't even. They're not even the same.
They're in the same show, mate.
Yeah, true, actually.
It's your reflection poor on dance
old,
music.
Poor old Left Field.
Yeah. I think next up, when we're going to talk a little bit about some of the associations with dance music and kind of what goes on. This is inspired by a friend of ours who.
We shouldn't say his name.
No. He loves poppers. To those who don't know, poppers is also known as liquid gold.
That's one of the brand names, I believe.
Right,
liquid gold is.
Used to be able to get it like on the market. I never bought any. Big caveat. It's a little bottle. And actually, it's actually down as like a room.
Yeah, I mean, it's marketed. They're sold as room odorizers. That's how they kind of get around the fact that they're horrific and really shouldn't be legal.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, who in their right mind
is odorizing
them? It's going to think, you know what? What this room needs, I've given it a bit of a clean. I've got a girl coming round. I think what I'll do now is just unscrew the cap.
I've got a roast chicken in the oven. Yeah. I've got a bottle of red on the table. Yeah. Just sorting that out. And hold on, just take the cap off, plug in the poppers in the wall, and I've got the idyllic experience.
It's just perfect, isn't it? Just
bang! Yeah, my head hurts. A lorry, she's falling flat on the floor.
The thing is about them, they shouldn't be legal, should they? I mean, they're horrific. They give people really bad headaches. They must be popping brain cells left, right, and center.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, they are legal.
Yeah, and as they're legal, our mate buys them.
Yeah, by the bucket load.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I hung out with him one night.
Yeah.
And, you know,
we were all trying to have a good night.
Yeah, we had a nice night. And then we went back to his and he said, you know what? You know, I've got some poppers in the fridge. He keeps them in the fridge.
Bing, does he?
Yeah.
Is that odd?
It's to stop going off.
Really?
Yeah.
Again, I find that strange. Like, you know, if his mum's staying up, she's looking for the milk or whatever, rustling through crates of poppers.
And it is crates, obviously. He orders in bulk because he gets a discount, doesn't he?
Yeah, from like a poppers
wholesaler. Yeah. He cuts out the middleman. That's what I like about him. Yeah. I almost said his name.
Yeah.
That's what I like about him,
I mean, is he still banging to them? I've not seen him of late.
I'm guessing so. I mean, he's been sort of 3 years at it now, so it doesn't look like he's going to give up anytime soon. We should have some sort of, what do they call them, interventions. Maybe we should have a chat with him, you know.
Well, just say, look, mate.
The thing is, we've only got 10 seconds to have that chat.
Yeah,
don't do poppers. Oh,
yeah,
he's gone.
Right. Yeah. We'll try and have a chat next time we speak to him. Might see him for Christmas.
Yeah.
If we can get him anywhere near him.
Yeah, well, he loves to sit down with the turkey. I think we might have done the poppers chat. Should we move on from banging headaches to some banging hardcore?
Look at that.
Time for a tune. You like that link?
I really do like that link.
So time for a tune. What we've got here is as we've already covered, actually, a lot of hardcore music is really, really awful. You know, it's kind of nails down the blackboard stuff. Apart from Oceanic, which is, you know, brilliant. And so what we've got here is we've got a couple of tracks. The first one we're going to play is awful. But at the time...
Hold on. I mean, that's your opinion. Well, I don't think I've heard it, even,
have I? You will have heard it. It's by a chap called DJ Seduction. And the ironic thing about it is...
He's never seduced anyone.
Yeah. It's about
he's
the
a
least,
total flop in bed.
The least seductive record you could ever hear. Yeah.
They did a good record, DJ Seduction.
This is probably going to be it.
Didn't they do DJs Take Control?
No, that was SL2. Yeah.
July Shutter.
So yeah, the first one's by DJ Seduction, and but the second one we're going to play is, and I know you've heard it, it's a brilliant bit of 1991, sort of hardcore, more like Breaks. I mean, probably arguably the best of Breaks record by Mickey Finn. Ooh. You may recall
Mickey Finn,
old hardcore DJ.
Isn't that rhyming slang?
Gin. Bin. Let's not just keep saying things that ended in, though.
I don't know, that's a feature.
Is it, though?
Anyway.
So
I feel lost in this just massive music coming away. So the first track I'm going to listen to is the one that I should hate, but I'm probably going to
like. That you're probably absolutely love.
Well, we're just establishing in the show that I've got quite bad taste in dance music.
Well, I think what we've said is that you were 14 when hardcore was around.
Give me a break.
Yeah, exactly. I'm cutting you some slack on your musical taste.
let's hear the track.
Excellent. So there you go, DJ Seduction, Hardcore Heaven.
I mean, I quite like
that. I knew you would.
I sort of do, though. You know?
I knew you would. To be fair, right, if I'm being brutally honest, when I was 20, 21, and I was in a club called The Eclipse in Coventry, big hardcore club, I would have gone absolutely nuts.
And imagine that bloke in the box with E written on the side of it.
I would have been hugging him.
Yeah, well, you can't get near him. massive cardboard
just
box.
Patting him on the head then, you know.
Bleak sight. As if Coventry's not bad enough. You patting a guy's head dressed as a fox. If anything says,
good news,
please
Mum.
End this movement now. It's this tragic scene between two youths. No wonder it went nowhere.
But the next track we're going to hear, as I said, is really good. It sounds a bit like Breakbeat, and Breakbeat went on to become
now we're cooking
very big dance music form. But this, I would say, is one of the earliest Breakbeat tracks. And as I said, it's by a DJ called Mickey Finn, who had a record shop in Gravesend.
Really?
Which is from your neck of the woods, wasn't it? From Kent?
Kent, yeah. I'll be honest, Gravesend, not a great place.
Is it not?
Well,
you know, they didn't have, you know, they had to make their amusement somehow.
If I'm really honest with you, I'm also trying to think up something that rhymes with Finn.
Stop doing that.
should we just hear the track?
Yeah, let's hear it.
First bionic man.
I do like that song.
Great, isn't it?
That's
yeah.
All right.
All right. Brilliant. Excellent record. So what are we doing next, mate?
Please, you asked me, Scott.
I think we're talking about when you're too old for raving, aren't we? I think we're talking about basically the signs, because there are telltale signs. I mean, obvious things like that, you know, you go somewhere and the music's too loud, or you go somewhere and you need to have a chair.
I genuinely find that.
No, I do too, absolutely. Or you find yourself talking about, you know, you hear a dance music track that's been remixed and you go, oh, I've which I do a lot, to be honest.
I'm like, bore off. Let the kids live a little.
You know, you and I both own a fairly, you know, extensive record collection.
Yeah, basically own yours.
Yeah, you do. You're your curator of
Scott
my
gave
vinyl.
Me all his records. So yeah, Scott's got a lot of records, but I've got a spare room. Well, it's a spare room. I've got a room in my house that most people have the bedroom. It's just got Scott's records in there. My other half made up, of course, to see the packaging crates coming in.
I remember it took hours to move them in there.
Scott's vinyl just coming into that. And what's more, not only that, but Scott's mate has also sent his record collection down from Manchester, so I've got his records too. I'm basically like a dumping yard for vinyl.
You are, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, just on the vinyl thing, I remember I used to go to parties, you must have had this, and you'd see someone DJing at house parties, and you'd be like, oh, I wish I'd bought my records.
Yeah.
I don't think I really
did. There are changes now, I can't see them.
I'm just glad I don't have to stand in the corner DJing anymore.
Yeah, thank God they're not taking up room in my garage, and my mug mate has gone.
And then I've definitely seen that, you must have seen this in Ibiza. I've seen people, you know, when you see sort of a fairly old person on the dance floor, you see it a lot in Ibiza, like I'm talking sort of 50 plus.
Yeah.
And you
you're
see
close to that.
Thanks, mate. And you see people, I mean, I'm sure this will happen to me in the next few years, you see people patting them on the back, like youngsters going, nice one, mate.
As if,
well done for coming
nice
out.
One for just getting out of the house.
Just for being able to stand in the nightclub.
I'll be honest, I don't ever want to be like that.
No.
But at the same time, I never want to stop going to great clubs and listening to music, so I've got a real quandary.
How's it work?
I don't know. Well, I think the sad fact is you're going to be that old man for you quite soon. People will come up and say, I'll be honest, I want to be there the moment someone comes up and pats you on the back and
I'd go home. I'd definitely go home. There used to be a fellow in Ibiza, used to go to Pasha. I think he lived in Ibiza, and we used to call him Captain Birdseye because he looked like Captain Birdseye. Big old white beard. Yeah, very much like he. White beard, white hair. And
I haven't got white hair. He got a lot of blonde.
He got a lot of patting on the back.
No one pats me on the back.
I don't know, the total inability to chat up women anymore. I think that's always been the case, to be fair.
These are all the signs.
Yeah, signs that you should sort of give up or leave it. Oh, you forget how to dance. That's another one, isn't it? You know,
I'm getting better at dancing.
Are you though?
Well, I said this to my other half, and I'm like, I think I'm a really good dancer now. And she said, James, you're total crap at it. It was far more offensive than that, what she said
it's
about
nice
my dancing.
It's nice to have that support from the missus.
Yeah, there was
it?
None. She then went on a bit of a tirade about how bad a dancer I am.
Just turning the...
But I thought, do you know what? I enjoy my dance. What I've noticed is when I was like 18, I didn't really dance. Now, you know, mid-30s.
No one can stop you.
Yeah.
And then I guess you're... Also, you know, you're scared. You hear about these legal highs and stuff like that, and they just scare the crap out of me. Quite frankly, I wouldn't touch
don't
them with a
know.
Barge. But you know, when something's called plant food or ivory wave or
avoid
whatever,
avoid it.
I don't get up and think,
yummy. Let's tuck into some plant food this evening. Be more interested in putting my feet up. That's the title of the show. So is this actually the end of the show?
I think we have sadly come to the end. But
that was a year of planning.
it really was.
I mean, I know that's a frightening prospect, but about a
year ago, near enough.
Yeah,
we're going to finish off with an amazing record, which
I know
you like too, which is by a band called Sunscreen.
I do like this record
called Perfect Motion. Very lovely, sort of slightly Balearic-y vocal house record.
It's brilliant.
Let's play the record and say thank you very much. But also, if you want to find out more, if you actually like what you've heard.
Find Pipe and Slip Mats on Facebook and get in touch, because as you can tell by the severe lack of content in this show, we will use it in the next show.
Yeah, anything you tell us.
I mean, literally anything. Just say whatever you want and we'll read it.
It has a good chance of getting into the next show.
Because we've got nothing other than that terrible Facebook idea otherwise that we need to work on.
So thank you for listening, and this is Sunscreen, Perfect Motion.
life won't get sorted.